Blog Talk Radio.
Ferguson and Poetic Justice. So this is a Michael Jackson review today. So what we're going to do is go ahead and start off with Remember the Time here on the I Got Something to Say show.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Monday, June 24th, 2013. And this is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And I have tonight my guest producer and co-host, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of, you know, seasonal allergies going on. But without further ado, my guest producer and my co-host for this evening is Lamont A. Ferguson. What's going on, Lamont?
Nothing much, but I'm going to tell you what, the devil is a liar. He tried to keep this show from going on, but guess what? We got it going on.
That's right. No. We got it. Absolutely. Thank you so very much for being my producer for tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I also need to let you know that Lamont A. Ferguson is also going to be the executive producer for the upcoming morning show, the Poetic Justice Morning Show. So that is going to be very, very fun. Lamont is very talented. He's a playwright. He's a filmmaker. He's also a co-host, or should I say one of the hosts of one of the running shows here on this very network. And what is the name of your show, and when do you air, Lamont?
It is the Covenant Cafe. We air on Sundays from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Absolutely. Well, Lamont, let the people know about yesterday. But before I do that, you know, in our casual conversation here in the Hampton Roads area, as far as the show tonight, we got a wonderful lineup, Lamont, for the people. Are you ready?
Absolutely, definitely. I'm totally ready. Let them know.
Okay, absolutely. You know, June is Black Music Month, and we have... Mm-hmm. The celebration, we're going to celebrate the life, not the passing, but the life of the King of Pop, no other than Michael Joseph Jackson. Tomorrow, June the 25th, will be 4 years since his passing. I mean, I can't believe it's been that long. But, I mean, a minute with a Michael Jackson, because I'm the biggest fan in the whole entire world. Basically, I'm devastated. But, however, his legacy still lives on. Do you love Michael Jackson? Well, love is kind of strong. Do you like Michael Jackson?
Man, Michael Jackson was and still is the man. He's passed on, but, I mean, his songs live on. As a matter of fact, I was at a elementary school, well, my turner school a couple of weeks ago, and dealing with some younger kids, like 6 or 7, and they were singing Michael Jackson songs.
Wow.
So, yes, you know, so he's been gone 4 years, so they were only 2 when he, you know, passed, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, it's just amazing how his music is phenomenal, and it's timeless.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's an interesting point that you brought up, Lamont, because his music is timeless. It touches the lives of people or children that are from age 1 to 101, you know, and his songs are basically songs that are family-oriented, they're radio-ready, you know, and they're not necessarily African-American influenced. He was an entertainer. He was a prolific entertainer before his time, and everyone, I mean, even people that didn't even speak English, Lamont, and to our listening audience, they love Michael Jackson. So tonight, we have a wonderful show in store for you. We have Poetic's Picks. We have the Fabulous News and Birthdays, of course. Make Your Move Monday Jam of the Day. We got 6-minute session with both Lamont Ferguson as well as Miss Fabulous, yours truly. We have Poetic's People, Places, and Pulse. Dedication to the King of Pop Countdown. Michael Jackson Trivia and Fun Facts. What in the World? Yes, discussions about local and national news, what's trending, of course. And then last but not least, Motivational Monday music collaborations with the King of Pop and other persons who are in the musical industry. We actually walked in at the top of the show, our producer Lamont for this evening. He kicked off with a little bit of Remember the Time by Michael Jackson, one of my favorite. So if you're just tuning in, definitely you can get in where you fit in to be a part of the show tonight. My guest producer and co-host tonight, Lamont Ferguson, yours truly, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we want to give them the number, Lamont, so they can call in and share their memoirs as well as their thoughts.
Definitely, definitely. If you want to call in and share your thoughts about MJ, Michael Jackson, not Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? So 718-766-4553, and you hit that one, and we will answer your call when you chime in about Michael Jackson. Since this is the I Got Something to Say show, I think it would be appropriate to kick off with Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Say.
Well, actually, before you do that, real quick,
absolutely,
I just want to give a shout out.
Let's do that.
Yes, give a shout out to the founder, the executive producer, and also radio personality extraordinaire. He's the mastermind behind the D Hour Show Radio Network. Let's give a shout out right quick to our boss, D Slate, if he's listening. You know, he had to work a little bit tonight. You know, we have to work multiple jobs when you're in the radio industry, but you know, it's all worth it because we do it for you, right, Lamont?
Absolutely, absolutely. Big shout out to D, man. He's definitely on his grind. And we're all on that line trying to make our dreams come true for our lives. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
As a matter of fact, can we give him a round of applause?
We sure can.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Lamont, I also want to give another shout-out to our long-running co-host on this show, and particularly shout-out to CK. We call it, you know, call him kind of charming, or should we say the charming king, CK. But he's had a function going on in his jurisdiction, if you will. So shout-out to CK and all the other poets in Missouri and all the other authors and, you know, starving artists and performing artists here around the country, around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, once again, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, Monday, June 24th. The time is now 18 minutes after the hour, and it's all about Michael Joseph Jackson. We're celebrating the life of Michael Jackson. Definitely, if you want to be a part of the show, as my producer for tonight has indicated, 718-766-4553 gets you in where you fit in. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, because, you know, definitely myself and my producer, Lamont A. Ferguson, we would love to hear from you. Wouldn't you say that would be appropriate, Lamont?
Yes, definitely hit me on Facebook under Lamont A. Ferguson. That's LamontA.FergusOn.
Okay, well, we're going to set it up real quick, like Lamont was saying. It is now 18 minutes after the hour. We're going to go ahead and take a musical break. And when we come back, I think I would like to hear from Russell Jones and GB. Those are some characters, if I may say so myself. But right now, again, 19 minutes after the hour, a little motivational Monday music collaboration. It's the King of Pop tribute. It's yours truly, Ms. Fabulous, Lamont Ferguson, for this evening on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
So, this is Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney. Since this is the I Got Something to Say show, we're going to kick it off with Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I got something to say. That was your boy Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Say. Now, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing. And we're going to continue on with the musical break. But what were you saying, Lamont?
No, I was just going to say, I saw Russell. He walked past my door. And let me tell you something. Russell Jones, this guy has a fan club.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually outside my door. They got signs and everything that says Russell Jones. Hey, watch this. I'm about to open the door up right now.
Who does that?
That's the boy Russell Jones. He's out there with fans, and I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow, that's pretty deep right there. Russell's doing it like that. All right.
Yeah.
That boy got a fan club. We're bugging out. We're having a good time. See, I think what it is, it's Russell. He's trying to manipulate the system because it's all about him. I think it's Russell and GB, but it's not about Russell and GB. It's all
absolutely
about
not.
Joseph Jackson. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, yes, you're at the right place. We have a guest producer for tonight. D Slay and CK has the night off. But we have Mr. Lamont A. Ferguson, who will actually be my executive producer for the upcoming morning show on the radio, should I say, the D Hour Show Radio Network, a blog talk right here. We're talking about the Poetic Justice Morning Show. So keep your eyes open and your ears tuned in, and that will be shortly forthcoming. He's also on tonight, going to be the co-host, and we're going to be bringing you music, facts, fun, conversation about the late, great Michael Joseph Jackson. Tomorrow will be 4 years since the passing of this prolific, epic entertainer who's ever done it. Definitely. So we're going to go ahead and get back into the music break. We're going to bring to you Human Nature right here by SWV with the Michael Jackson mix. And after that, we're going to bring you Jam. And when we come back, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit with Russell as well as, GB, Russell Jones and GB. And then I want to bring you that fabulous news. So we're going to do it just like that. It's yours truly, Miss Fabulous, and
Lamont Ferguson. Guess what? It's Human Nature. Oh, my God. This that mix with SWV, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And we're going to bring them Jam with Michael Jackson and the late, great Heavy D, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, SDI Got Something to Say So show is 29, or should I say not even 29, it's 26 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick music break with two song selections and bring you a commercial. And when we come back, we'll be talking to GB and Russell Jones, and I'm going to bring you that fabulous news. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It's 31 minutes after the hour. 31 minutes after the hour, we're just coming back out of a short musical break. And that was SWV right here with the Michael Jackson Human Nature mix. My producer has informed me that there is someone in our studios with us on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Oh, this would be the one and only D. Slate.
The boss man is in the building. What is going on, D. Slate?
Not too much. You know, just doing a little extra work, but just calling in to see how my people are doing. And, you know, you guys, are, so far, you know, I've been listening. You guys have been doing great. And I love the combination, man. I just want to say right now that listening to you guys, I truly can't wait to the into the premiere of the Poetic Justice Morning Show.
Well, such a true compliment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we have on with us in our studios and on the line, we have the proprietor, the mastermind, the creator of the D Hour Show Radio Network. He's the CEO and founder. Mr. D. Slate is in the building. Thank you so much for that compliment. Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. I just think that, I mean, of course, you know, you guys are amazing. I mean, not just on the network, but, you know, all the things that you guys do, you know, that you and Lamont do, and you guys do some amazing things. And I've always thought that you two guys were some amazing and talented individuals. So just to have you guys as part of this this family, this network family, and you know, it's just it fills me, you know, with a lot of happiness knowing that I have such phenomenal people around me and phenomenal people, you know, working with me to turn this into something great. And I just want to say that I'm blessed all the time to be working with you guys and have you guys a part of the network. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, tonight is a tribute to Michael Jackson. And PJ knows that I'm a really big fan of Michael Jackson myself. And so we thought it was definitely appropriate for us to definitely give this tribute to him, you know, to be, you know, such a great entertainer that he was. He definitely deserves this and more. So if there's anybody else listening right now, you know, just play Michael's music and just remember him for all the fantastic things that he did and all the incredible music that he gave to the world. Not to the United States, but that he gave to the world. You know, Michael Jackson made people happy all over the planet. So he definitely deserves this tribute tonight.
Wow. Well, that's such a huge compliment and such a huge, you know, big boisterous word that you've mentioned, and not just locally or, you know, nationally, but internationally known. And just Michael Jackson was also awesome. So I just want to say thank you for one fan. No, let me make a correction. I want to say from the biggest fan, because I'm the biggest fan ever that's ever lived, okay? You all have to understand, I'm getting choked up right now. I absolutely love Michael Joseph Jackson. I mean, so I think we have to compete, boss, about who's the biggest fan.
Well, you know, I'm not the kind of fan, you know, that's gonna tie anybody up and break their ankles or nothing like that. But you know, I'm a pretty good fan.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm not the misery lady, but you know, I'm a pretty good fan.
Definitely. I want to give a shout out to my big sis, who's also, you know, I have 25 years plus in the radio industry. She used to be with the Steve Harvey Morning Show within the Hampton Roads area, and she is a die-hard, or should I say live-harder fan, Coco Butter. Give a shout out to Coco Butter like no other. She is doing great things, doing wonderful things. So she hit me up on Facebook. I definitely give a shout out to her. She is fanatical for Michael Jackson.
Well, before I get off the line with you guys, I just want to tell I just want to say to you, PJ, and to you, Lamont, congratulations on the play yesterday. I know the play was phenomenal, and again, I wish I would have been there to see it. And just congratulations to you guys, and much success to many, many more plays and events that you guys are going to be a part of. I know they're going to be phenomenal because I know you, and I know you guys, and I know just how talented you really are. So definitely congratulations to that, and I can't wait to see what you guys got in store for the future.
Absolutely. Yes.
That.
Thank you for that. Yeah, definitely shout out to the two writers, Lamika Williams as well as Patricia Kendall. They are the writers for the stage play that took place yesterday. Taylor made in the Hampton Roads area. Lamont was one of the principal characters. That means a starring role, along with some other persons, Melissa Lee, Dangasius, Leslie, Galvin Falk, Anthelia Daniel, Clara Huff, as well as the star, Dominique Anthony. And just, you know, me being the stage director, it was just truly, truly a blessed event. So everyone that had their hands in the middle of that production, it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you guys have a wonderful night, and I'm going to definitely keep listening.
Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO, founder, and proprietor, owner-operator of the D. Alvis Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate, was in the building, who is also a huge Michael Jackson fan. Well, that was pretty cool, wasn't it, Lamont?
I think it was pretty cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? What's really cool about that is that your next election that you had, because you know, Michael Jackson, every time he came on, what you say? That is my jam. That is my jam.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? We're going to kind of shake things up a little bit right now because we're just so ecstatic about the show. I think I want GB as well as Russell Jones. Maybe they can come towards the end of the show because we have some more great, great hits. But we want to keep it moving. But I definitely want to give you all the fabulous news while it's fresh and fabulous right now as we speak. So without further ado, if that's okay, Lamont, because you are my producer for the evening, and we've got the big boss in the studio, so everything is fiery, you know what I say. But to want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553 gets you in where you fit in on the radio, right?
Absolutely.
So you want to be a part.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Let me say this real quick, man. I'll just tell you what. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
Aww.
Yeah, it's definitely a pleasure to be on this show. So let's go ahead and get into the intro for this particular segment. I got something to say news.
Okay.
Is that? All right, let's do it here on the I Got Something to Say show. Let's get busy.
Yes. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Fabulous News, and yours truly, I'm also fabulous. You know, in lieu of Michael Jackson, I thought it would be befitting to provide some information for the Fabulous News. Michael Jackson's kids, Prince, Paris, and Blanket are all actually named Michael. That's right, Prince is now 16, Paris is 14, and Blanket is 11. And their names all have their father's image left behind, should I say. We have Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., otherwise known as Prince Michael. And then Paris's real name is Paris Michael. Catherine Jackson. Catherine is named after her grandmother, who is Michael Jackson, and the rest of the 2300 Jackson Street family's mother. And then, you know, baby boy they call Blanket, he is actually Prince Michael Jackson II. So I think that was pretty cool. In other news with the Fabulous News, Paris Jackson finally comes home from the hospital when she comes to terms with her dad Michael Jackson's death. Paris Jackson, who was rushed to the hospital after she cut her wrist on June the 5th, has actually been finally able to grieve the loss of her dad. She will never get over it. However, she's getting help that she needs from various experts as well as family members.
Despite of her fact the doctors have permitted her to go home after the suicide attempt, she wished to extend her hospital stay. She's saying during counseling, she's able to again process and unleash the grief for the loss of her dad, whose death will be celebrated 4 years coming up tomorrow. We're not celebrating his death, we're celebrating his life, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the news again, I cannot believe the cooking lady. The cooking lady, how dare she? Paula Deen said the N-word. Maybe she meant nutmeg, or maybe she meant not today, or not nice. But the N-word, little leery about that. So, you know, that's one of the trending factors. Also, another trending in the news, Trayvon Martin, the late Trayvon Martin, his trial is going on right now, and I hope that justice is served and all will prevail. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Also, James Gandolfini, a.k.a. other known as Tony Soprano, will be laid to rest this Thursday. The 51-year-old actor passed away during the weekend in Italy last week. Rest in peace, Tony Soprano. Also, Kim and Kanye are trying to get acclimated to their new bundle of joy. Also, Tamar and Vince had a baby, and my understanding is that the prince and the princess had their child. What in the world? Well, this is a new world, so welcome and congratulations to all new parents. And last but not least, my homeboy from Tappahannock, Virginia, my little bro. Yes, I'm talking about Chris Brown. Chris Brown is back in the news again. I'm going to have to either text Chris or inbox him and say, what in the world is going on with you, Chris? Yes, Chris Brown denies new allegations of assaulting a female. He says, I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. Brown had a center of yet more controversy after hitting new claims that he assaulted a female over the weekend. You know, there's always something going on, and it always goes back to whom? Rihanna. Let it go. Chris is a friend of mine. So, Chris, you hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wonderful segment of the Fab Fabulous News. I want to say happy birthday to Beyonce, Say's sister, Solange Knowles. Happy birthday. I actually love her music. And tomorrow, you know, during the death anniversary of Michael Jackson, we have birthdays. We have George Michael of Wham. Yes, his birthday is tomorrow. And Dino Mike, Jimmy Walker's birthday is tomorrow. And Carly Simon, she says, haven't got time for the pain. Well, girl, you better celebrate your birthday like no other. And Michael Vick, June 26th, yes, Michael Vick of VA. That's my dog. Maybe not. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Fab Fabulous. Yes, Miss Fabulous herself of the Fab Fabulous News of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Blog Talk Radio. Let's go.
All the world has come together. Been the problem that we
back live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. The time is now 50 minutes after the hour, 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We're just coming back from a musical break, and that was Jam with the late, great Heavy D representing Mount Vernon, New York. And he's also, you know, he also was a great actor and entertainer. And did you know that Heavy D was Jamaican? You know, I'm Jamaican as well. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is yours truly, Miss Fabulous, and our guest producer on the MIC and co-host for this evening. We're talking about no other than Lamont A. Ferguson, who is also a regular host on the D-Hour Show Radio Network for Covenant Cafe on Sundays. What's going on, Lamont?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying this throwback Monday, so to speak, in honor of Michael Jackson. Phenomenal guy. Everybody had that white glove, whether they put sparkle on it or just to become Michael Jackson. Some people's glove wasn't quite white. They didn't have any bleach. It was kind of dingy, but gray. So they used the gray to their advantage and put sparkles on it and say, hey, I'm Michael Jackson for the day. Everybody remember the penny loafers, you know, slide a penny in there. I mean, the dude's bad. I had a beater jacket. I tried to get a real beater jacket, but my mom wouldn't let me, so I had a hand-me-down, broken-down beater jacket. But it was my beater jacket. It's okay.
Who does that? Right, it was more so like the beater without the beats. It was like, jacket.
I mean, like, this beater jacket, you know, the beater jacket had, like, a lot of zippers. This one didn't have a lot of zippers.
You think they're functional. You try to put something in there, it's like, they sewed in zippers.
But it's my beater jacket, yes.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating the life of Michael Joseph Jackson. Yes, and tomorrow will be 4 years since his passing, and I thought it would be befitting as the number one fan that I am of the D-Hour Show Radio Network has made an agreement to allow for this show to go on. So, you know, definitely all the rest of the night for the show, we're going to continue on with great hits and conversation about Michael Joseph Jackson. Speaking of which, I want to give you a couple of tidbits and some facts about Michael Jackson. This comes by way of 101 Facts About Michael Jackson, and this information is provided on rhythmmohide.com. One of the interesting facts that I really, really thought it was cool, and this is provided by source of printed material, if you will, on the net. Michael went skinny dipping with Jane Fonda. We may be dating ourselves, myself, Lamont, D. Slate, and a couple of the listening audience, but Jane Fonda was a movie star. That's right. We call actors back in the day movie stars, okay? But Jane Fonda in 1981, she went skinny dipping with Michael Jackson. How cool is that? Also,
wow.
Michael wanted to sign Lauryn Hill after seeing her in Sister Act 2, but she was already signed to the Fugees. Now, you know you have talent when Michael Jackson was like, shh, beat
wow.
it, I want her. You know, that's pretty special. Yes. To continue on, Michael Jackson had a library of, get this, 10,000 books, and one of Michael's favorite books was Jonathan Livingston's Seagull. I've read that. It's pretty cool. Michael recommended this book to people such as Kobe Bryant and Anthony Jackson. After a party in 1974, Michael taught David Bowie, how to do the robot.
Wow.
Yes. And Americans say David Bowie, but, you know, Brits and a lot of the international people say Bowie. So either or, tomato, tomato. But David Bowie is the one that says, let's dance, put on your shoes. Yes. And he's also married to supermodel, philanthropist, and also entrepreneur Iman. She is stunning, so beautiful.
Are you serious?
Yes. Did you not know?
No, shit. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They're a stunning, they're a fabulous couple. Fabulous, fabulous, yes. So you learn lots and lots on the I Got Something to Say show. Lamont say, what? Yes. couple of more facts about Michael Jackson. Michael would wear the color red because he felt like that color gave him a lot of energy. Interesting. Just a couple of more, and then we're going to move on, give you some more hits. And, of course, we're going to be giving you tidbits of trivia questions throughout the show, along with some special people. And maybe we'll have some people to call in and give us their flashbacks or memoirs of the late, great Michael Jackson. Remember the Academy shows that used to come on, like the award shows? Well, Michael Jackson, when he took his glasses off in 1984, a fan yelled from the balcony and said, "Take it all off." I remember that. That's what's scary about that. I remember that. And
wow.
They had to go to the commercial real quick. They was like, "Take it all off." It's like, wow. FCC was tight in 1984. Yes.
That's amazing.
Just like when the sister had control and the boobie came. Well, let's go ahead and move on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Control. She was there.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, and there was a wardrobe malfunction in quotation.
Everyone loved that wardrobe malfunction.
Right. I love Janet. I love her. I like, "What have you done for me lately?" Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're just clowning. It's 4 minutes before the top of the hour. 4 minutes before the top of the hour. By way of weather, it's currently 83 degrees, mostly cloudy. Feels like 89. Kind of humid. That's why I keep, it's not bubonic or anything. It's seasonal allergies. If you will, dry conditions will continue tonight. Scattered thunderstorms. I'm scary. Ooh.
Wow.
I said thunderstorms. Who does that, right?
I'm
90 at your high, low at 75. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 92 and low 76. Hampton Roads was good, and the rest of the country was good, and then all of our other international subsidiaries, what is good? It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, and my producer for tonight, Lamont Ferguson, and co-host is in the building.
In the building. Now, I got a nice segue for this one.
Sure.
You know, we all want to be where someone is, right? If you over there, I want to be there. So when he had a song that said, "Guess what? I want to be where you are."
Yes. Well, actually, we're going to go ahead and get into the King of Pop countdown. And we're going to go ahead and give you a little bit of "I Want to Be Where You Are." "Rock With You" would be the second one. "This Place Hotel." And then, you know, we'll come back for some more trivia before we continue on with the music. So we're going to do a three-song countdown right now for the King of Pop countdown. "I Want to Be Where You Are," "Rock With You," and what else? "This Place Hotel."
"This Place Hotel." This is I Got Something to Say show. "I Want to Be Where You Are." Let's get it.
Let's go.
I just want to thank Poetic Justice for honoring the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. Thank you, Poetic Justice, for all you do. We love and miss you, Michael Jackson. I love you personally. King
yes.
Michael reigns forever. Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, you have a celebrity in the studio with us. Let me tell you, to you, she's a radio personality, a writer, director, actress, entrepreneur, humanitarian. But to me, she is my big sister, and she is the reason why I got into the radio game. Ladies and gentlemen of the Hampton Roads area as well as abroad, I have the delight pleasure of having in our studios on tonight who is a fanatic fan, and that is the synonym of fanatic, I mean, it's fan. It's no other than Coco Butter is in the studio with us. What is going on? Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, Poetic Justice. I really am. You are doing the thing, and it sounds great. And like I said, I really thank you so much for honoring Mr. Jackson, King Michael, who lost his life 4 years ago tomorrow. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, when I say, ladies and gentlemen, I am a fan, but my big sis, who is also my big sister, my friend, and my mentor, as I mentioned, the reason why I got into radio, when I say she loves, not even loved with a D, she loves Michael Jackson, we're emotional. Let me tell you, where were you, Coco, when you learned the news that Michael Joseph Jackson had passed away? I mean, what went through your mind? What was your emotions? Where were you in that state of mind? What was going on with you?
Well, you know, the first emotion is always denial, like it's a mistake. Someone gave the wrong news. It's a prank. It's a bad prank. I can't believe it. I won't believe it. I was hanging out with a friend, and we were just sitting in the car, and the news came on the radio, and I wasn't going to believe. I was in denial for at least 2 days, for at least 2 days. I thought it might have been hoax, you know. I just couldn't believe it. I was in shock. And when it finally began to sink in, you know, I lit a white candle, and I just felt empty. You know, it was just an emptiness. And I never met the man before in my life, but I felt like we were family. I mean, I wasn't the type that had a crush on him like most women did. You know what I'm saying?
I'm agreeing with you, sis. Absolutely. No crush.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. He was fine. I love me some Michael Jackson. He was tall and he was handsome and he was talented. But I mainly revered him. You know, I really looked up to him. He was amazingly not only talented and could sing and dance, but he loved people. And he gave so much of his money away to the world, you know. And when I hear his family talk about him, you know, you just begin to relate. But then when I look at all the YouTube videos of how he crisscrossed the continents and all the people that loved him around the world, it just, like, he's a connector. Michael Jackson, to me, was a conduit of love. He just connected the whole world in a positive way. So when they said he left, I wasn't accepting it. And when it finally sunk in, I was very sad.
Wow. Well, Coco, say hi to Lamont Ferguson, who is my guest producer for this evening.
Hey, Lamont Ferguson.
Hey, what is going on?
How's it going? Hanging out with my girl in the studio. Y'all just having fun. When you gonna invite me?
Man.
Don't get me. I'm sorry. I had to cut across you, bruh.
Let me
tell you something. On and off the air, this lady is so phenomenal and so humble, ladies.
Humble.
So, yes. Right, Lamont?
She's absolutely. 100%.
And, you know, Coco, I actually want to say this. Even in your postings on social network sites, you always give a plethora of information. You were only one of the few who say, hey, let's constitute June is Black Music Month. Let's go ahead and make a Michael Jackson month. And also, you gave a rundown of all the humanitarian efforts in which this man has given of not just his talent and time, but money as well. And that's really imperative that people ought to know that. They're so, you know, easy to remember the time or all the negativity that is associated with Michael Jackson. But what about all the people that he gave college scholarships to and, you know, children and famine within the states and across our, you know, international borders? So, you know, definitely thank you so, so very much for doing that, Coco. I mean, it was a long laundry list of things that Michael Jackson have contribute to. We're either infected or affected by people, you know, and I'm motivated by motivational people. And Coco, I want to say before the record, live on air and before the public, I love you to life, and just thank you for all that you contribute to the business of entertainment, to radio broadcasting, all the volunteerism that you've given. You're just an awesome person, and I know you and I are on the same plateau when it comes to Michael Jackson. I'm in tears right now, and I'm shaking because, again, you know, when you gave your heartfelt testimony, basically they had to offer me oxygen. They were like, it's just Michael Jackson, Dad. Yeah, like you know him. And see, you know, if you're not a fan, you don't understand that. If you're not a music lover, if you don't understand the craft, that would be something that you would make commentary in reference to. But as a phenomenal fan that I am and will be for the rest of my natural life, yeah, Josh says other. Definitely, Michael Jackson's the best that's ever done it and the best that will ever will. Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm such a – Lamont, did you wanted to say something?
No, I'm good. I'm just enjoying the company that I'm in right now.
Well,
likewise,
and I just wanted to say, you know, I've even my little, you know, Michael Jackson was a child at heart, and he sparked a child at heart with me so much to the point that I've just imagined that hopefully he's not really gone, that he just, you know, left so that people would leave him alone. I'll never forget that video him and his sister Janet Jackson did called "Leave Me Alone." And I'm just hoping that he's really not gone. But that's just my imagination. You know, it's just like I really hope he's not gone. But that's just how much I revered him. And like I said, he's like family to me. It's not – it's borderline girlish crush, but not really. It's a love that's beyond that. I mean, he could have married whoever he wanted. I would still love him. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about that. It's just about I just love that man. He just was a good-hearted, good-soul man, and he was a kid at heart. He liked to play pranks. You know, I'm talking like I knew him. I'm only going by what I saw on YouTube and when he was alive, the things that came out about him, positive. But, yeah, a lot of people don't know about all the charitable organizations that he donated his money and time, which is something you can't get back. So I just think it was really important. And tomorrow I'm going to post it on Facebook again. So thank you for reminding me of that. I forgot I had done that.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be snatching that, of course, as all the other things of inspiration that you normally post
and
touch people.
Do. Please do. Make
yes.
it viral.
Yes. Well, do you have any last – well, you're going to probably be our guest host for tonight. Do you have anything that you would like to say or, you know, just any closing remarks, Coco?
I just would like to say, once again, I'm so very proud of you. Even though we are sort of in the same field, you know, we as sisters need to learn how to uplift one another and not tear down one another. Because when I look at you, I see me. And hopefully when you look at me, we see each other. So the struggle is we're in the same boat as far as struggling. So I want to help promote you as I know you're going to help promote me. There's enough for everybody to have their own pie, not just a slice. There's enough out there for us to all have our own pie. So, you know, since this is about honoring Michael Jackson, once again, Lamont, Poetic, I'm very proud of you both and keeping it going as far as doing what you want to do. But, you know, Michael Jackson was an advocate for not but as well as the fact that Michael Jackson was an advocate for love. And we're not going to win the battle against all the hatred and stuff out here with more hatred. We have to learn how to battle it with love. So with that being said, I love you both. Thank you for playing on Michael Jackson. I'm listening to you. I hope everybody is tuned in. I posted it on Facebook. So tune in. And I'm going to have to catch you on a Tuesday night. I got to try. I'm not going to make a promise. I'm just going to surprise you. But I got to get to Montego Caribbean and catch you for poetry night on Tuesday night. Poetic Justice. Every Tuesday night at Montego Caribbean. Yes, I'm giving you the plug. Because I know you'll be doing it. Yeah, so thank you so much for all that you do in the community.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, my big sister, and she really is my sister and my mentor in the radio industry for a countless amount of years and time and effort. She's also doing television. She produces plays. So stay tuned for some things that's going to be coming up with us collaboratively. TNT is always going to still be in the works, Cocoa Butter.
TNT, that's right, because they don't know my real name is Tanya, same as yours, and you spell it right. We both spell our names the same way, T-O-N-Y-A. So TNT, that's dynamite. We about to blow up.
About to blow up.
But again, I thank you for playing Michael Jackson. My favorite song, whenever you feel like getting it on, of course, is, well, it's a lot, but my two favorite ones, I believe, is They Don't Really Care About Us, and You Want to Be Starting Something, and Mama Say, Mama Say, Mama, wait a minute, how's it go?
Mama Say, Mama Say, Mama Say,
there you go.
Yeah, You Want to Be Starting Something, that's it, and Working Day and Night, all of Michael's songs. Girl, you got the whole year to play all of Michael Jackson songs from the Jackson 5 on up, so keep doing your thing, girl. Those are just some of my requests.
Don't even worry about it, because we got a big surprise for you right now. We're going to, I say surprise, so my stomach must be in my back. Hey, can you do me a favor, Coco? Can you say you're with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Justice on the I Got Something to Say show?
You are officially chilling with Lamont Ferguson and my sister girl, Miss Poetic Justice, on the I Got Something to Say show with the Michael Jackson tribute tonight.
Woo-hoo, hee-hee. We're going to take a quick musical break. We're going to give you a little bit of work in day and night because Coco want it, Coco got it. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. We're going to do a little work in day and night. When we come back, we're going to keep bringing the hits back to back for the next 30 minutes or so. It's the I Got Something to Say show, yours truly, Miss Fabulous Lamont Ferguson, and our special co-host for tonight, Coco Butter like no other. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked.
Oh!
on the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We are back live. That was just Michael Joseph Jackson and got me working day and night. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poet of Justice. The time is now 29 minutes after the hour. I have my guest producer and co-host in the building, Mr. Lamont Ferguson. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just enjoying this Throwback Monday. Monday, it is just fabulous. Michael Jackson in the building. Just want to cover something real quick. It's so funny because we finished up a show yesterday. You know, just you and I, just, you know, the show yesterday. Yeah, and it was funny because when Michael Jackson passed, I was actually preparing for a show with Smithfield.
Are you serious?
Yes, and what happened, you know, everybody sent out the mass text, and I got a text saying that Michael Jackson is being rushed to the hospital, and then someone said he was pronounced dead. I'm like, I didn't know what to believe at that time. It was crazy because it's like when you receive multiple texts, you don't know where people are getting their information from.
Right.
And then that final word came in, and I just sat there, you know, at rehearsal. It took my breath away because, of course, I grew up on Michael Jackson. I never knew him personally, but through his music, we knew him. You know, through media, we knew him. There's a lot of unfortunate incidents that happened, but however, overall, just to, you know, see him on award shows, television shows, talk shows, various radio shows, Casey Kasem, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was just breathtaking when you heard that. And, I mean, when I heard that. And I just sat there and it's like, man, I felt like I lost a family member, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting that you said that too, Lamont, because literally I went into a state of shock. I know he has a song with Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones called State of Shock, but no, literally I, Miss Fabulous, I, Poet of Justice, was literally in a state of shock. I was at work. And, you know, when you normally someone passed or what have you on the radio, you constantly hear that particular artist's song. So they started playing Michael Jackson. A lot. I was like, okay, I know it's midday, and why are they playing Michael Jackson? It wasn't August. His birthday is August 29th, 1958. And then I was like, no, it's June 25th. Why are they playing Michael Jackson? Tuned in to the internet, and they said that Michael Jackson had went into cardiac arrest, and around 12:29 or 12:25 or so, he was pronounced dead. And I literally lost it. My coworkers had to come in there and physically restrain me, and they were like, is there anyone that can come pick you up because you are not able to drive? So I sat in my office for 6 hours to calm down. I was hyperventilating. I'm telling you, when you're a fan, you're a fan. And Michael, and I can agree with you and Cocoa Butter more, he wasn't just an entertainer for me. The operative word is that he was more like family. You know, that was something that was a constant. You knew that you would see Michael Jackson. You knew that you would see him to live for a long period of time. But, you know, to the Most High, he knows all, he sees all, and Michael will never, ever, ever be forgotten. He will always remain in our souls and in our homes and our legacy, as music is my muse, and Michael Jackson is the movement of all. Let's give a little bit of more trivia questions, or not questions, rather, just facts. And they're really interesting. Macaulay Culkin is the godfather of two of Michael Jackson's children. You know, the young man that did Home Alone and quite a few other things. Well, he's an adult now. Jackson also co-wrote the song We Are the World with Lionel Richie. And in tune to that, he is the godfather, or he was the godfather of Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter. Isn't that something?
Wow.
I never knew that. Michael Jackson was Nicole Richie's godfather. And do you know who Michael Jackson's godfather was?
I want to say James Brown, the godfather of soul.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Now, he's the godfather of soul, but he, in fact, was actually Michael Jackson's godfather for real. Just
wow.
Like Aretha Franklin was Whitney Houston's godmother. And speaking of which, Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson were very, very close friends. Very close friends. Michael Jackson is also, or was also, the godfather to Bee Gees, you know, the 70s musical group, to Barry Gibb's son, Michael, who he was named after. Also, before Michael Jackson's untimely death, he was rehearsing for The Greatest Comeback with 50 shows scheduled to have been in London. And, you know, I'm not sure if this is for or truth, but Idris Elba, the, you know, wonderful actor, he's actually British. He played in Daddy's Little Girls and quite a few other movies and things of that nature. Everyone pretty much knows Idris Elba. But he's also a DJ. And in London, it was told or was rumored that he was going to be one of the DJs on the This Is It tour. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything is interconnected. Just a couple of more, and we're going to keep moving because we want to keep bringing you some more good hits while we're running down the clock for this evening. MC Hammer was one of the only who actually challenged Michael Jackson to a dance-off. Now, let me tell you, Hammer, he put you in the mix, but I cannot see him out-dancing, out-moonwalking, any of that. He might as well just beat it because Michael Jackson had it, I'm telling you. During the production of 1984 Pepsi's advertisement, Jackson sustained burns when he when his explosion occurred in his hair. And let me tell you, I was devastated. I cried, yelled, screamed, kicked, and everything. Literally had everything short of a seizure when Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire. I was like devastated. Do you remember that?
Yes, Pepsi.
That was just, like, prolific. And last but not least, hopefully we have a couple of more to give you before we close out, but I want to bring you some more hits, if that's okay. The profits from The Man in the Mirror went to charity, and as Coco was talking about, if you're just tuning in, Coco Butter, a really, really good friend and big sister and mentor of mine, she mentioned on her Facebook page of all the humanitarian and all the work that Michael Jackson has put in, be it monetarily or off his time and talent. In 1992, he founded the Heal the World Foundation, which brought underprivileged children to Neverland and made donations worldwide. You know, children who had terminal illnesses and wanted to kind of do something before their last days. Well, Michael Jackson was responsible because he was a big kid at heart. Peter Pan, Pinocchio, you know, things of that nature. They may have called him a weirdo, jackal, whatever, but he made the lives of a lot of children happy. And for that, Michael, we love you for that. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's 36 minutes after the hour. We're winding down. We're going to play a couple of more hits and hopefully come back and be able to play a hit and keep it moving. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and my guest producer and co-host for tonight, Mr. Lamont A. Ferguson. We're going to go ahead and kick off with another Poetic's Pick. I want to bring them a little bit of Liberian Girl and the Maxwell song featuring Michael Jackson, Somebody's Watching Me. Is somebody watching this?
All right. Liberian Girl, here we go. Let's go. Liberian girl, you came and you changed my world. A love so brand new, Liberian girl.
I wait from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be loved.
this feeling. Go. It's
That was doggone a jam. You know what? If I could sing, I wish I could sing like Michael Jackson.
What?
I wish I could sing like Michael Jackson.
OMG. Lamont, I'm sorry. I just had like a moment, just kind of like flashback and thought about things I have not thought about in years. We're just hearing that song, Torture, by the Jacksons. That is my jam right there, I'm telling you. That's kind of like one of the underrated songs of the Jacksons. Everybody like Shake Your Body Now to the Ground. People like Blame the Boogie. People like Dancing Machine. But that by far is one of my favorite songs.
Actually, one of my favorites was Girlfriend.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, exactly. That was awesome. Yes. And then, but that was the earlier years when Michael was like the lead, and I think he became the lead when he was 8, if I'm not mistaken. I have to research that. But ladies and gentlemen, nonetheless, we are back live. It is now 10 minutes in front of the hour. Yes, it is 50 minutes after the hour and before the top of the hour of 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, of course. We're just coming back through a musical break. We brought you Liberian Girl. Michael Jackson loved the continent of Africa. He gave so much of his time and talent. So definitely that was encouraged by his travel. Somebody's watching me. I mentioned Maxwell. That was incorrect. The name of the group is called Rockwell. 1984, and Michael Jackson actually did the background vocals for that song, because you heard the hee-hee in the back. That was his signature. So the name of the group from 1984 was Rockwell, and I knew that. I just had Maxwell on the brain. Okay, that's a whole different show, but nonetheless, and then we closed up that countdown with Torture by the Jacksons. Definitely the Jacksons. His siblings, Michael Jackson's siblings, are Randy Jackson, LaToya Jackson, Janet Jackson, of course, Rebe Jackson, Marlon Jackson, Jermaine, Jackie, and Tito. And Michael was just like right there in the middle. His parents are Joseph and Catherine Jackson. I love Mrs. Jackson. She's such a sweet, sweet woman, and she loved her tender Michael Jackson. Definitely. And Michael's 3 kids, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Paris Michael Catherine Jackson. She's named after her grandmother, but her name is actually Paris Michael, which is really cool. His eldest son, who is now 16, his name is Michael Joseph Jackson Jr., but he goes by Prince. And then Blanket's name is Prince Michael, Blanket Jackson II. Michael Jackson's childhood home in Gary, Indiana, only had 2 bedrooms for a family of 11. That is resilience like no other. Talk about redeeming qualities, will you? The glove that Michael Jackson wore in 1983, Motown's anniversary special, sold for, get this, Lamont, $350,000 in 2010.
That's an expensive glove. And now it don't even come with a pair. It's just that one.
That's the comedian in you. That's hilarious.
It's not even a work glove. I can't even work with that. I got to put it up.
Wow, that is hilarious. Musical royalty. Michael Jackson falls in there. Let's see if you get any of these right before we give our closing remarks and our closeout song for tonight. The king of rock and roll is... Ding, 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 quick.
That should be the king of rock and roll, should be Michael Jackson. But they say Elvis is the king of rock and roll. But also, you know what I'm saying?
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, with a couple more. The queen of pop.
The queen of pop. Now, there has been a debate of a pop. I'm thinking Aretha Franklin, she was the queen of R&B. But, oh, man, I'm thinking, I don't know.
Let me tell you a hint. Material Girl. Elijah.
Oh, wow, Madonna. Jeez.
Madonna is the queen of pop. Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Wow.
Queen of country. Working 9 to 5. Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, look, I don't know. Reba McEntire.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly, I wanted to. You know, I wanted to say Dolly Parton, but I didn't go my first line.
Okay, well, Michael Jackson is a musical royalty, if you will. Now, the Queen of Soul, you said her. Who is the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin. Now, that's what I was going to get into. There was a debate because people have been saying Mary J. Blige has been taking over.
No,
but
she's the queen of hip-hop.
But no, I'm just saying there has been a debate. But guess what? The real queen was not she wouldn't having that pretty much. She wasn't having that. So that's that Detroit in her. She's like, no, I am the queen. And that's Aretha Franklin.
That's right. Don't mess with Riri. And also Aretha Franklin is the godmother of the late, great Whitney Houston, as I mentioned earlier. Okay, the godfather of soul.
Man, yeah, slap back, give me five. That doggone James Brown.
James Brown, absolutely. And last but certainly not least, who we are doing the tribute for on this eve of Michael Jackson's passing. We're not celebrating his death. We are celebrating the life of Michael Jackson, which music is a movement, and music is my muse, and we will ever, 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 forever have Michael Joseph Jackson in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our homes, and for legacies and generations to come. Michael Joseph Jackson is the king of pop, and he is the king forever reigning, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it is 56 minutes after the hour, 56 minutes after the hour. This has truly, truly been a wonderful show and tribute. We've had a wonderful guest producer slash co-host on tonight, Lamont Ferguson. You know, he is super, super awesome. We had another guest that came in the building who is a radio broadcasting icon, my big sister, my mentor, the reason why I got into radio. Extraordinaire Cocoa Butter, like no other, doing fabulous things in the community. So stay tuned for she and all the things she has. We have the CEO, founder of The Hour Show Radio Network, who called and who's also in the building, D. Slate. Shout out to him. And also, I've been missing my other co-host, CK, who is awesome, awesome, awesome. So we missed you tonight on the air. CK had the night off. Any closing remarks about tonight's experience and where people can find out where you are now? And also, you're going to be my executive producer for the upcoming show, Poetic Justice Morning Show. So any closing remarks, or do you have any closing remarks, or Russell Jones, either or, the floor is yours, Mr. Lamont.
Well, it has been a pleasure to be on your show today. Also, in honor of, Michael Jackson, the fabulous guy he was, just fabulous. Got a play coming up, Find a Chris, that's coming out late August. I converted a book into a stage play, and the writer by the name of Vincent Ellis White, he lives in Richmond, Virginia, so he'll be, I'll talk to him all the time, so he's going to be a part of that project. And many other projects that we got coming up, especially with you, Poetic, and your show, that's coming up. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, any other shout-outs that you would like to give?
Definitely give a shout-out to my queen, Cynthia Ferguson, and my two princes. Not going to give their name out because y'all know who they are. And I got another princess on the way. So big shout out to them.
All right. Well, we're going to close out, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting to the end of the end. We was going to leave you with the song, but without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, continue to check us out all the time. You never know what's going down. It's yours truly, Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Love you. Rest in peace, Michael Joseph Jackson. Saying hello to my fabulous mother and to my special friend. You know who you are. So definitely, you know what? I want to take them out with a little bit of the song, even though we don't get to all of it. Godspeed and good night. I never can say goodbye, boss man. This is what we're going to do. Michael Jackson, rest in peace.